This is Miss Lois, Lyce Hopkins, Hopkins. 12959. This is a 66-year-old woman who appears much, much older than stated age. Patient originally from Madisonville, Madisonville, about an hour north of Houston. Patient has had a history of dementia for the past year or two, along with history of hepatitis C, cirrhosis. Was told a year ago she needs liver transplant, which she refused, period. New paragraph, patient is single, has one child, used to drink excessively, doesn't smoke. One son that lives at home is mentally challenged, and one son passed away a few years ago. She's divorced. She lives with her in her own home, but her sister Ruby and her sister Joyce are the ones that are taking care of her, period. Patient's care and condition was discussed with Ruby at first, then the patient's daughter Joyce requested a visit, and she was met at home an hour and a half later, period. Patient has been very confused. She's no longer oriented to patient, place, or time, period. Patient is now totally and completely bedbound, period. She repeats her brother's name, whom she has not seen for over 40 years, over and over, period. Her past medical problems is dementia, severe end stage, severe weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, total bedbound, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinence, along with gastroesophageal reflux, hepatitis C, history of alcoholic liver disease, gas, and hypertension, period. Also, patient has demonstrated decreased appetite associated with weight gain. When patient was seen today, she had two pills in her mouth that she had not swallowed. She had not able to swallow for the past few hours, and her sister Ruby actually had to remove them, period. Surgery, C-section is all Ruby can remember. Family history, one sister with end-stage liver cancer, hepatitis C, died a few years ago. Mom died of old age and Alzheimer's disease, dad died of diabetes. Immunization, patient does not believe in immunization, and most medical treatments, including liver transplant, was declined by patient. Patient is no longer able to go back and forth to doctor's office. Patient is in desperate need of anxiety medication. She has severe sundowner syndrome. She keeps the whole household up at night because of her hollering, period. She also her sister Ruby feels that she might be in pain. She's totally bedbound, has ADL dependency, not eating very much, and partaking in food and medicine, as I mentioned. Did I say the patient was divorced? Yeah. At the time of evaluation, no, let's talk about medication. Photonics, 40 milligram once a day. Metoprolol, 25 ER once a day. Carafate, 1 gram, 4 times a day when they can give it to her. Last hospitalization was in March, where she had fallen, went to the emergency room, and the emergency room doctor told them to get a hospice evaluation and put her on hospice and never come back to the ER. It's taken the family since March to make a decision and has been dealing with her condition to the point that they feel like they're out of options and they want to keep her at home with help and hospice, but they don't want to put her in a nursing home. Patient's hospital records from 2023 are ordered. The patient had cirrhosis of the liver, as I mentioned. I was told she needs a liver transplant, but she declined multiple times. She's very thin. She's debilitated. She's pocketing food and medicine. She's obtunded, not responding to her name, decreased weight loss, decreased appetite, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, and pocketing food and the review system. Blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulses 99, or 2 sides 96%. Heart causes 1,000 to the lungs, abdomen, soft gap in the neck, shoulder injury, these pinchos, thorax, shoulder, and the face up, very, very dry.
Once again, she was having a pocket of food, which was removed to be manually for her daughter, Ruby. We were extremely overwhelmed with a severe muscle wasting and debilitating motor. Overall, a 66-year-old woman with a history of hepatitis C, alcoholic liver disease, severe dementia, a bowel and bladder incontinence, total complete breakdowns, a decreased appetite, pocketing food, not eating, tremendous amount of weight loss. The family thinks she lost 50 pounds at least since March. The family is no longer able to take her back and forth to the hospital. She has severe sunburn syndrome. She screams different people's names, including her brother, whom she has had since 40 years old in the night. Definitely has behavioral issues that's causing problems in the family. The family would like to keep her at home with the help of hospice and palliative care here in the area. It's also feel like she might be in pain, and for this reason, I explained to them that hospice can provide her with pain medication and medication for her sundowner syndrome at home. She has personally counted malnutrition, weight loss, severe. That she might have had a kid, the GI believe at one time, but really her sister cannot recall. And that's why she's both on paracetamol, protonic, and a beta blocker. The overall prognosis is quite poor, given the patient's condition at this time. This is definitely the criteria for each day's liver disease, along with Alzheimer's and hepatitis C, weight loss, ADL tendencies. Liz, thank you.